Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, July 19th, 1950, Barbadians learned through the pages of the Barbados Advocate about a measure to be taken to provide relief in the event of a hurricane. Even though the last major hurricane had occurred in 1898, government was not taking any chances. The Grantley Adams-led Barbados Labour Party took a supplemental resolution to Parliament for $3,000 for the purchase and installation of three transmitter receivers, servicing equipment, and spares. In piloting the measure, Adams observed that in the event of a loss of telecommunications, other than employing runners, there was no way of transmitting information from Government House where decisions were made to the Central Relief Organization located at the garrison. Such high-frequency communications sets were vital to providing timely relief for the country districts. However, some members of the House thought it was a misuse of public funds to spend $3,000 on equipment. Ointy Alder said that he was not sure whether he liked the resolution, adding that the last great hurricane occurred 60 years ago. Alder felt that a hurricane would not come in haste and the messages could be conveyed to the various districts by runners. Freddie Miller, on the other hand, supported the resolution but thought that the government was buying equipment which would be left lying in the junk heap and dust. Ronald Mapp held the position that the equipment could be borrowed or rented. Adams, in his reply, explained that the equipment could be used by the police in transmitting their messages. The resolution passed. 5 years later, the wisdom and foresight of acquiring such transmitting equipment was realized when Hurricane Jeanette struck in September 1955, leaving a trail of death and destruction.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.